This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats
tumble. I'm just checking the statistics. It's still working. Okay. All right. Just checking the statistics here on the screen to let me know how well the transmission is going out to GCN. We had the problems just before the broadcast started, and I was disconnected. But we're back. We're back. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. And we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. We have a call in line, if you'd like to call us. 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933, and telephone listen line. Now, I don't know if it's up and running properly or not at this point, but let me give it to you. 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. There's a link to your instructors on the website, usaprepares.com, the instructors tab. With us today, Rich Sheepin, live in Montana. Welcome, Rich.
Thank you, Vincent. Always an honor to be on your show, sir.
I'll tell you a funny story. It's great to hear your voice, Rich Sheepin. So, I got a number of calls here at the farmhouse, and some of our class were saying, hey, you know, the telephone listen line's not working quite right. As a matter of fact, it's been rebroadcasting the same broadcast for days now. Just wanted to let you know. And also, calls went into the network, GCN, and they heard the same thing. So, I got on the computer, and I sent an email, and I just typed in very simply, George, just wanted to let you know. Now, George is the senior engineer, and he's in charge of these kinds of things. And he's in charge of something called traffic. Now, traffic is news and commercials and programming that what you hear, the timing of it, those kinds of things, George is in charge of. And so I've talked to George on the phone, and he's going to come on the air with us one of these days. And I said in this email to George, just wanted to let you know that the telephone listen line is playing the same broadcast over and over and has been for days. Can you fix it? And thank you very much, Vincent Fennelli. And so I went to the line that where you type in the address of who you're going to send this to. And I typed in. Now I know what the address is, and it starts out with the word traffic. So I typed in TRA, and boom. The software, Thunderbird, automatically filled it in, and I said, send. Simple as that. Done. Well, I got an email back, and the email back said, I'm very, very sorry. It was a really humble apology. Very sorry that this happened. But I don't know what you're talking about. Who's George? I'm thinking, wow, how can this be? How is it possible that GCN doesn't know who George is? And then it's signed by a guy I never heard of before. I sent the email to the wrong address. Now, who did I send it to? To a radio station that fired me.
Oh, hilarious.
Yeah. And the guy said to me, and what's USA Prepares anyway? Never heard of it. So I sent him another email as soon as I got that one. And I said, I'm very sorry. Please disregard, you know, this. It was sent to the wrong address. And as soon as I sent it, I got another one back from the same guy. It's like, who's Vin Finelli? And who's USA Prepares? Nobody here's heard of it. And that is really funny because we were a couple of years ago, before we got summarily dismissed, we were their number one broadcast, even more listeners than Rush Limbaugh, at least according to the engineer. And that's because I complained a lot. Well, I won't say complained. I exposed a lot about the city corruption. And anyway, so I think I opened up an old wound, and I got to stay away from Springfield for a few more weeks. But anyway, that's what happened. And yeah, I did it. I did it to myself, and you know, it's my fault. So I was last evening and yesterday, Rich Even, I was helping a fellow farmer and one of our instructors, who lives about 50 miles away from here, from our farmhouse, and I was teaching him a little bit about electricity and watts and amps and volts and consumption. And so we're sitting at his kitchen counter, and I had a piece of paper and a pen, and I was writing, and I said, well, let's talk about this. Let's make sure you're prepared for a power outage. And I said, now, I know you have a generator. He said, yes, it's 4,000 watts, and it's gasoline-powered. And I said, and I know you have an inverter, and it's 2,000 watts. So let's implement that into your electrical wiring system so that when the power fails, you've got, you know, a good, quick solution that's all ready to go wired in. So let's talk about minimum essential electrical loads. What is the absolute minimum that you can stand being with when the power goes out? Now, you've done this yourself, haven't you, Rich?
Well, my system's slightly more sophisticated because I'm not on the grid and looking for a backup plan. But my whole system is me making my own electricity with solar and a generator backup, which I haven't had to use yet this year. But when I pull up water, obviously I'm banking amps and volts in my battery system. So it all depends on what your needs are. If you're looking for, sounds to me like your friend there is looking for a plan B backup, which means he's on the grid.
Yes, he is.
And not looking for a primary energy source without a backup.
So that's correct.
It all depends on what your needs are. You know, I have a 675 amp hour system, which is on the small side, but it's easier to fill up during the short winter days when it's cloudy. With a generator, if I need that that AC backup and bank as DC in my batteries. So, just to go off into a little tangent, Vincent, I would. We've talked about the. I know we're a lot of us using lead acid deep cycle batteries, and you've got something slightly different. But there's also those nickel iron batteries, which I think you're using, and there's also Chinese batteries, the silicon salts, and now there's a new lithium battery that's even more sophisticated, from what I'm hearing, than the silicon salts from China. And you can go all the way down to like 10 or 20% of battery capacity and not hurt your shelf life of the battery. So the sophistication of off-grid living and energy storage is getting pretty impressive, Vince.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And the discussion that my friend, the instructor, and I were having revolved around what is the minimum load that we can get by with, okay, so that you don't have to buy more equipment. And it's just, It's just, how can we make this inverter work that's, you already have, it's 2,000 watts? And how can we make the generator work that's 4,000 watts? So we looked at his kitchen, and I said, it seems to me like this is the hub of activity in his farmhouse, and that the first thing that'll happen when the power goes out is you want to get some lights on. Now, fortunately, he has already wired in LED lighting. So he has about 10 lights that he needs to power up, and they are LED. So they're between 10 and 13 watts apiece, or between 9 and 13 watts apiece. So we calculated that load, and it's about 200 watts if you put it all together. Then I said, okay, what about the information? Are you interested in knowing what's happening, if that's available, like the internet and television and so forth? He has a dish for satellite internet. So we talked about that, and you know, we're going to need a couple hundred more watts to power that equipment. So now we're up to 300 watts. And then we thought, okay, we could, you know, if it's the wintertime, we can do without the refrigeration for a while, because just put everything outside, okay, if it's going to be cold out of the sun. And so what is the next most important thing? And that's water. And he has a well. But that darn well pump is going to take about 3,200 watts to start.
How much horsepower is his well, Vince?
Well, it's... I'm thinking it's about one horsepower, maybe one and a half. Now, of course, I'm estimating. It's a well that's about 200 feet deep. So I'm thinking it's at least a horsepower. Okay, so 746 watts is a horsepower. But you know, I'm thinking it's going to take two or three times that 746 watts to start the well pump, okay, initially. Now, you add that up, and he is, you know, actually past the capacity of his generator, because even if his generator is rated at 4,000 watts, it's really not 4,000. That would be like peak power. But I'm thinking that realistically, if he gets 75% of that 4,000 watts, he's doing well, and that's 3,000 watts. So literally, he's a little bit past where he needs to be in terms of current for that generator. But once he pumps his water, he can store some water and then not have to worry about using that 3,200 watts to pump water until later. Okay? So that's the way to, and that's what you do, right? You get all your water pumped for a while, and maybe you go a week or two on the water that you pump, right? And then you pump more water.
Yeah, I have
later.
A gravity feed, and I'll at this time of year, because I'm not watering our garden, our garden's pretty much done for the year, we'll water the cabin about once a month. And we use gravity feed to wash the dishes and to fill up the reservoir on the wood cook stove.
Yeah. Now, the point that we're trying to make, class, is it's cheap to store water. It's almost free, as long as it's above where you need it, you know, in height. It's hard to store the electricity to pump the water whenever you feel like it. So you pump the water when you can, and then you let gravity deliver the water to you. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning
Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Rich Stevens with us, and we're talking about something that we didn't plan on talking about. But I wanted to go through these very simple calculations with you so you can understand what it would be like if you decided to do some off-grid living, or partially off-grid living, or supplement your on-grid living with Plan B. So, Rich, you have a battery bank. It's lead acid, and it's, I believe you said, 675 ampere hours, right?
Correct.
Now, theoretically, class, what that means is if Rich wanted to drain his battery bank from 100% full, brand-new batteries in peak condition to empty, he could take 675 amperes out of them. But you really should never do that, because if you take your batteries to the dead condition, you have permanently destroyed them, and they will never come back to that full capability after you do that. And that's why if you have a car that has trouble starting, and you turn the ignition switch to start the engine, and it goes, rawr, 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 you're killing the battery. And the next time you go to charge it, it will never come back to where it was before. And each time you run it down, it gets worse and worse and worse. And that's why you end up buying a new battery, because it can't come back, because you've destroyed it, because you've taken it below the safe depth of discharge. Now, typically, on a lead acid battery, you really don't want to go below 20% discharged, meaning you'd only want to use the top 20% of the charge. Now, Rich, even is your system a 24 volt system?
It is.
Okay, so I did a quick calculation during the break, and I figured out 675 ampere hours, and if you were able to discharge them 20% from the top, down 20%, meaning you have 80% left, and you don't want to go below having 80% left. That's 135 ampere hours times 24 volts is 3,240 watts. That means that you can withdraw from your battery bank 3,240 watts before you recharge it. Now, hopefully tomorrow is a sunny day and your solar panels will recharge the battery bank again. So you are living with about 3,240 watts. Is that right, per day, per sunny day?
Yes. But keep in mind, I have when you live off-grid, you use deep cycle and not shallow cycle like you do in a car to start with, where you need high amperage to start your vehicle. When you have deep cycle, you need every 7 to 8 days you have to fill up your batteries to full or almost full, and that's where my tri-meter comes in. So technically, when you live off grid, folks, you do not need to fill up your batteries this amount every day. It's only every 7 to 8 days, so you can do it in small increments depending on how low your sun is at that time of year, how much clouds you have. So far this year, knock on wood, I have not had to run my generator to charge my batteries or to make them full. So it all depends on seasonality and the weather in your area and for that particular 7 to 8 day period, Vince.
Yeah, and what I try to do, class, and I'm sure Rich does the same thing, if it's sunny, heck, top them off. You know, top off your batteries and do the things that you would want extra electricity for while you have it, because it's expensive to store electricity, meaning the battery bank is an expensive component of your system. Now, with this, and here's where I'm going with this 3,240 watts, Rich Even. When we were looking at, and that's for 1 hour. That means that he has 3,240 watts for 1 hour, and that's it. Unless he wants to damage his batteries, assuming they were fully charged when he started. So we were going through lighting, okay? And we figured that we were going to use in this kitchen of this farmhouse that that my friend and his wife owns, we were going to use 100 watts. That's 100 watts per hour. So if we're 5 hours of evening usage of electricity to see what they're doing, that's 5 hours times 100 watts or 500 watts. Subtract that from the 3,240 watts, and that's what he has left. Now, if he has 5 hours of television, you know, with the router and the TV screen and this, you know, the sound system plus the satellite router, now you're looking at 200 watts per hour. Times 5 hours, that's 1,000 watts. So what I was doing with him is going through these kinds of calculations to show him how much energy he had. And what we found out was very, very quickly, I mean within seconds, well, it doesn't look like that stove is going to be very useful. Why? It's an electric stove. And it's 30 amperes. 30 amp stove. And that's just the cooktop. Then the oven, it's like another 30. So, and then you've got the dishwasher and the refrigerator. So when you put it all together, an electric house is really, really hard to power with off-grid energy. When we come back, I want to ask Rich about lighting. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com. And who to know better than what off-grid living is like than Rich Evans? I don't know. Rich Evans literally lives off-grid, heats with wood, cooks with wood, runs a generator when he needs to. Otherwise, it's solar power. And, Rich, so what I was, where I was going with this whole discussion about Watts is about lighting. And, you know, the more watts your devices consume, the shorter you get to use them on any given day, you know, depending on your battery bank. But for sure, the faster you use, the more watts you use, the faster you use up what you do have. And so just as a, as an example, in the studio where I am right now, and you've been in the studio and at the farmhouse, I have four can lights or four recessed lights. And now initially they were populated with 75-watt incandescent bulbs. So that consumed 300 watts, and it would light up the studio. Then I replaced them with compact fluorescent lights, and the total power consumption went down to 104 watts. And then I really wanted more light, so I replaced them with long tube fluorescent lights, and further reduced the power down to 80 watts, but it really wasn't that bright. Then I built a LED 12-volt lighting strips, and that worked pretty well. I don't have the wattage, but it's probably around 120 watts. Finally, the current version of what I'm doing is I use, because we have can lights or recessed lighting for these fixtures in the studio, I replace them with 13-watt LED retrofit lights. And they look like floodlights, but they replace the light bulb that would go in the can. They're 13 watts apiece. So four of them is 52 watts, and they light up the studio just fine. So what I've done is I've reduced my power consumption, reduced it, ultimately have the right amount of light at the lowest number of watts to deliver that light. So that's what I have done, and I've done the same thing in the kitchen. Now, the question I have for you is, what do you do for lighting, and how did you figure out what the best way for you is?
To me, it's pretty, I'm not trying to be condescending to the audience, but I don't use the term wattage. You know, wattage, volts, and amps, they're all interrelated. You can use math formulas to figure out each one, but I try to do everything in amps because my system, off-grid system, should be measured in amp hours, basically battery storage for voltage and amps. So that being said, I have a tri-meter, and a lot of sophisticated off-grid living today, it's all built into one device, like your inverter charger, solar controller, tri-meter. It's all in one device now. So I've been living off-grid for over 10 years, so mine's all separate. So that being said, I look at everything in amps. So even though I can change my tri-meter to see other units of measure, I keep it in amps to keep it simple for me. So I know how many amps are coming in via the sun or my generator usage, and I know how many amps are being used from my cabin. So I can keep it in a very simple terms, just like when you gave the example, Vince, earlier of you, I tried to keep it above 80% capacity, in other words, not use less than 20%. That's exactly right, 135 amps. So I always keep an eye on that. So to answer your question specifically, I use LEDs and CFL lights. Now, if we have a really cloudy winter, okay, like, for example, if it's really a warm winter, we have lots of clouds, in lieu of a colder winter is going to have more sun, and I'm not getting the amp hours or the power coming in, I have no problem using kerosene lights or wearing a headlamp in the cabin. I have no problem with that at all. So there's so many sophisticated ways to reduce your lighting or your power. I do not have a TV, haven't had a television over 10 years. I get 99% of my information off of credible internet sites like USAPrepares.com. And I am not really that much into entertainment. We're watching a movie now and then. I'll watch an NFL game now and then, but I'll be honest with you, the NFL has absolutely turned me off, and I'm probably watching 95% less NFL football today than I did in past years because of all this political correctness and crap that's going on. So there's so many ways to reduce your power usage. You know, computers are pretty much LED lighting. They don't take much power at all. So get rid of the TV, turn off lights in parts of your home that you're not using. A lot of it's common sense and logic, Vince.
No, I absolutely agree with that. And it absolutely frosts me when I drive past these, I will call them very, very modest homes, and that's being very kind. And I'll see that 100-watt porch light on all day, all night, you know, And I know that some of us are going to end up paying for those lights that are left on carelessly, you know, day after day after day after day, because the people who live there just don't seem to care. And, you know, when they default on their electric bills, and we get to pick up, you know, paying for that. And it just frosts me because I do exactly what you do. If I'm not in that room, that light is off. If there's a fan that needs to run, like we have a bathroom that has a fan to remove the moisture from, you know, when you take a shower. Well, that runs just until that moisture is removed to prevent mold from growing. It's not left running, you know, all day. It's just not. So we're very careful with electricity. And when you live off-grid class, you will be even more careful. Because what you'll find out is that first time that you go, well, what? It's dark. And, you know, we need some light. And you go, well, you know, we just don't have it because we used it up. And maybe we could have been a little more judicious with the use of electricity. And that's the way Rich Sheevan lives, and that's the way we live. And but what I really wanted to talk to him about, and he answered the question, was the kind of lighting that he uses. Because I know for a fact that he figured out the best system for lighting for him. You know, I'm sure that he thought and researched and figured out what is the best way to go. And we just heard it. For him, it's LED lighting. And CFL compact fluorescent lights. Rich Sheevan, have you noticed, do you have any lights that are compact fluorescent where the bulb is in upside down as in a can light? Do you have any of that style lighting?
I did have those, and I replaced those with LEDs. And we still have a few CFLs around the cabin, but we're trying to get off of CFLs and onto LEDs. But I have found that CFL lights actually have a longer shelf life than LEDs, and it should be the opposite. So
they should be.
Yeah.
All right. Here's what I've determined, and maybe this jives, and maybe we should share this for our class. What I found out is that if you take a compact fluorescent light, we're talking about the curlicues, and you screw it in with the base down, meaning the base is at the bottom and the glass is at the top, the bulb will last longer than if you screw it in with the base up and the glass down. So the cooler they run, the more air to cool them off, the more air to circulate around them, the longer they last. Now, they last a really long time if they are sideways. So if you have a sconce and air can get, you know, underneath them and the heat will rise from them, they can last years. Now, if you put them in a can, like we have in our kitchen and we have throughout the rest of the house, where the heat gets trapped in the can, they don't last very long at all. So when they claim a compact fluorescent light can last 7 years, if you put it upside down in a can light, it might last a year. And how do I know? Because I would take a pencil and I would write on the base of the bulb, you know, on the porcelain part, when I installed it. And I'd be shocked at how short the life is. So what I'm saying is the hotter they run, the shorter the life. And how do you make them run hot? You put them in upside down. Or you put them in a closed fixture. So if you have a fixture with a lampshade and they're screwed with the base to the bottom, they'll last a lot longer than they will if they're in that same bulb as in a can light. So I wanted to share that. Now the LEDs, same thing. They can run really hot too. As a matter of fact, the base is the heat sink of an LED A19 bulb. A19 is the style of the base. That screw-in part that's typically made out of aluminum. That style that you're used to using, the standard size bulb base, is known as A19, A19, also known as the Edison base. Those are synonyms. And if you have an LED light very close to the base of a A19 or Edison bulb is the heatsink. And they get really, really hot. So hot, you can't touch them. So what I try to do is put them in fixtures where they'll have some air to let them run a little bit cooler. And if I can't do that, what I do is I bought some porcelain A19 or Edison bulb extenders. They're about 1.25 inches long. They're made out of porcelain. And I screw them into the socket. And then I screw the bulb into them. So it gives a little bit more room for air to cool off the bulb. And they last about twice as long. So those are my thoughts on bulbs. Any comments or questions, Rich, on what I've said?
No, I agree with everything you said. In fact, we've been living off-grid for over 10 years, and I have some CFLs that are still haven't burned out yet. Now, they say when a CFL burns out, you need a hazmat suit to clean it up. And that's one of the reasons that we're going from CFL to LEDs, but the CFL, we start with a bunch of CFLs, and we haven't used them up yet. And
right.
So we're pretty frugal. You know, I look at it as, when you look at amps or volts in the battery, I look at it as money in the bank. If you don't have it, you don't spend it. That's the same thing when you live off-grid. You know, if you are low in your batteries, then you need to think of alternative plans to limit your usage for power. And it's just that simple.
Mm-hmm. My dad and mom were children of the Great Depression, the first Great Depression. And my dad would say things like, we don't throw it out until it's absolutely, positively used up. And there's no other use for it after it's been used up. Now, if there's another use for it after it's been used up, you put it to that use before you throw it away. And that was instilled in my thought process from a very young age. And that's kind of the way I am. And I know
that's
you are
very
too.
Good advice.
Yeah. When we come back, let's talk about our loss of freedoms and liberty and prosperity.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Whey have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hello, Mr. Anderson.
The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why don't you God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Sheba's with us, and offgridmontana.com. Offgridmontana.com is his website. And that's the place where you can get his book. I have a copy. One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. It's a book of how it is, what to expect, and his experiences. I think you'll find it quite fascinating. So, Rich, I want to share this with you before we get into our main topic of today, which is who's to blame for our loss of freedoms, liberty, and prosperity. During last week, at the end of the last week, I was talking with our engineer. His name is Patrick, and I am really fortunate here at USA Prepares. We have wonderful engineers. I love them all. I really do. Nathan is our engineer this morning. Patrick was our engineer on Friday, and I said, you know, during the break, I try to chat with them just to catch up on, you know, what's new and happening in their lives and so forth. And I said, I'll bet the break room at GCN is a lot of fun where you guys all get together and kind of laugh about, you know, what happened during the day. And you get to, you know, talk about your the hosts and things that have happened. And he said, yeah, it's really a lot of fun. I said, so do you guys agree or disagree with the hosts? And, you know, how's that work? And he said, you know, I'm paraphrasing. They agree and disagree with the host. And then he told me that, he said, like, you know, Vinny, I don't agree with everything you say. And my response is something like, what? You're kidding. Are you serious? How did that happen? I said, so give me an example. And he was talking about the millennials. And he said, you know, and he disagrees with the, you know, a number of things that I say about the millennials. And, you know, I'm kind of speechless here. Good thing we're off the air because it would have been dead air. But he was telling me that he disagrees with some of the things I say about the millennials and how they're, he says they're, you know, they're bright and they're creative and so forth. And I said, I'll tell you what, How about you come on the air with me on Friday? We'll talk about it. So we're going to have a shootout on Friday, hour number two. So, class, if you'd like to call in, you have something, you know, pro or con to say about millennials. You know, do you agree with me? Do you think I'm, you know, off my rocker? Do you think Patrick's right? Certainly feel free to call in. That's on Friday. And that number is 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. So I just wanted to share that little story with you, Rich Sheban, that I was quite surprised that we have an engineer who doesn't agree with many of the things that I say on the air. I thought everybody agreed. Not true.
Well, there's a direct proportion to listening skills, how much you read, and reading objective facts in lieu of subjective emotional opinion. And I remember I've cited this on the air on your show, on many radio shows, and I'm going to paraphrase a study that I read years ago. There's a 901 ratio of people as they get older who are liberal, who go to conservative side because they get more mature, they read more, they're more informative. And most younger people, a.k.a. millennials, are probably more on the liberal side because they have not gotten those life experiences or read as much, etc. So there's a direct proportion to information and maturity and leaning more towards the conservative side. So that being said, would you mind, Vince, if I just go into our topic of the day?
Yeah. Yeah, please do. Please do.
Super. Okay. Well, folks, I just want to cite three articles right now. I'm going to do it really quick. First of all, and they're on official sites like Zero Hedge, and I can hear the music coming up, but I'm going to start with the title, Full Censorship Now Official in Germany. And I'm just going to go through three articles very quickly and then comment on them to show how our freedoms, liberties, and prosperity, especially for the bottom 93%, is degrading rapidly.
Yeah, okay. So when we come back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements, we're going to be talking about censorship and how we've lost our freedoms, our liberty, and prosperity. It's all true. It's all true. And Rich Sheban is going to delineate exactly why and how this happened. Please don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Allimed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.